Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Down the block, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a hit.
Superstar. Superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast, something I posted on my Instagram page last night. It's something I'll be touching on a lot heading into the 2021 season, is the storylines that are going to come out of it. And there are just so many interesting storylines. There always is at the start of it, every NRL season. There's, you know, teams that are backing up from disappointing seasons. There's teams with new coaches. There's teams with new players coming in key positions. There's teams with guys who have key players returning from injury, and that's our first one I'm going to touch on here today. So our first two storylines which we're going to analyse: for the Sydney Roosters, the return of Victor Radley, and for the Canberra Raiders, the return of Josh Hodgson.
Service bounce. Oh! For Radley, it's special. It's very special.
The first storyline I'm going to touch on is Victor Radley returning for the Roosters. Now, I've been saying for a long time that I was saying 18 months ago, the lock forward position, it's about to change. You've seen that come through. Obviously, the lock forward position, it's more important now than what it has been since the 90s, in my opinion. And Victor Radley, he's the one leading it. Now, for those with short memories, you might not remember the start of the season, but Victor Radley was absolutely setting the world alight. He looked like a shoo-in to make his Origin debut this year. Then he went down with an ACL. Now, the other man I'm going to be discussing later is Josh Hodgson. So you need to keep in mind both these men are coming off ACL injuries. And as history has shown us, coming off an ACL injury, you don't tend to play your best football until, 12 months after your recovery. So 2022 is probably looking like the better year for these two, but I think they're two professionals, they're two top-level athletes, and I think they're still going to have a big impact in 2021. Now, with Victor Radley, the scary thing about Radley is that he left the building and his team, they did get worse. Yes, they finished in the top four, but in crunch moments, they got worse. Defensively, they dropped off at the end of the season. This is one of Victor Radley's strengths. He contains the middle perfectly for the Roosters, and I think without him, they really did struggle. They're a championship team, don't get me wrong, but Victor Radley, he is special. And if you're not starting to realise that yet, I simply can't help you. You know, I've been talking about him for a long time, and defensively, he's unbelievable, and he's going to make a huge difference for the Roosters. But it's in attack that the value that he brings, like, as far as the purpose in their team, there is no better lock forward in the rugby league than Victor Radley. Now, you can tell me Jason Taumalolo, that's fine. Taumalolo could play his role in the front row. He makes unbelievable meters. I understand that. But it doesn't really correlate to wins for the Cowboys. Victor Radley, what he does, the way that he controls the center third, the way that he takes all the pressure in the world off the halves, you cannot replace that. And the Roosters simply couldn't. I mean, you have a look at Kyle Flanagan. I'm telling you right now, if Victor Radley didn't get injured this year and he was controlling the center third all season like he did all preseason with the young Kyle Flanagan next to him, Flano is wearing the 7 in 2021. I think that Flano's downfall was the injury to Victor Radley. It made life too hard for a rookie 7. He spent all preseason with Victor Radley controlling the center third, essentially being the halfback through the middle. All of a sudden, Flano wakes up one morning, he's gone. He's got Luke Keary there, who's been a specialist on the left edge, who does everything, seemingly easy, and life got really hard for Kyle Flanagan. Now, I don't know who's going to wear the 7 for the Roosters in 2021. I mean, people are telling me that it'll be Lachlan Lamb, it'll be young Sam Walker. Walker hasn't played football in 18 months. I think you can scratch him off to start the season. Lachlan Lamb, he's a good young footballer. They used him sort of as a 14 last year. I mean, is he really going to lead the Roosters round one wearing the 7 jersey or the 6 jersey? I'm not too sure about it. Adam Kieran is another guy that people tell me, oh, he's a star. He's a really good young footballer, don't get me wrong, but he's a journeyman. He plays a number of positions. I can't see him wearing the 7 for the Roosters. I still think they would go out and buy someone. I think Benji Marsh will be a really good shout. Gareth Widdop would be the first guy I'd be getting on the phone to. So it depends who they go for, but I'll tell you what, whoever it is, their job just got 10 times easier with Victor Radley returning from injury. He is going to be crucial to the Roosters in 2021, and they've obviously come off those two premierships they won. When it all turned around in 2018, it was the moment that Trent Robinson said, Isaac Liu, you're going to play in the front row rotation. Radley, you're going to play 13. It changed the entire way they played their game, and it helped no one more than Cooper Cronk. That's when he really found his own, same as James Tedesco. Now, Cooper Cronk's left. They're looking for a new 7, as I said. James Tedesco's still on the side. He's coming off heartbreaking Origin series there. He was made captain when they were short price favourites. He was injured in game 3. So Tedesco's going to be really hungry in 2021, and he's going to have one of his best mates, if not his best mate, Victor Radley, next to him again. I'm expecting them to link up and have a really good combo next season. Victor Radley, he's one of the storylines that I'm most interested in. As you all know, he's one of my favourite players, so I'm really interested to see how he goes. These rules, they definitely suit a guy like Victor Radley. He's one of the kings of elbows and knees, loves a quick play the ball. His leg speed through the middle is sensational, and his ball playing is second to none. I've said for a couple of years he's the third halfback in the Roosters system, and I can't wait to see him return. It's going to be one hell of a storyline.
Hodgson takes off. Oh, Hodgson's having a field day. Hodgson scores under the post. Too smart, Hodgson.
The next man up is Josh Hodgson, another man returning from an ACL injury. So 2021 will be really interesting for him, as will it will for Radley. Now, Josh Hodgson, the slight difference with him is when Radley went down, for me, the Roosters got worse. When Josh Hodgson went down, dare I say, the Canberra Raiders, they potentially improved. I still thought they were really dangerous. And that's not necessarily a negative on Josh Hodgson. What I will say is that, in my opinion, the game in 2020, it moved away from Josh Hodgson and it moved towards Tom Starling. And I said at the time, look, there's no better time ever to lose Josh Hodgson. When you've got a Tom Starling in the building, you never want to lose Josh Hodgson, don't get me wrong. But having a guy like Tom Starling, geez, it made it pretty easy to replace him. And potentially they got better. It might not have been a better footballer there, but it might have been a guy that was a better fit for the state of rugby league and the state of the Canberra Raiders. Now, I'm not saying Josh Hodgson's going to be a failure when he comes back. In fact, I'm really excited to see him come back. He knows that this team, they didn't miss him as much as they probably thought they would. And of course, you've still got Tom Starling in the building. So this goes, you know, this could go a few ways. But for me, knowing Josh Hodgson, knowing the competitor he is, I think you're going to see some fantastic football out of Josh Hodgson this year. And he's a guy that, I mean, obviously minutes is a worry, but Supercoach-wise, I'd be keeping a really close eye on him because he's got a lot to prove this season. Previously, we all thought the Canberra Raiders, they were built solely around Josh Hodgson. All of a sudden, he leaves for a little bit. Another hooker comes in. He absolutely kills it. They got the halfback who's playing unbelievable footy. They got the 5'8 who's playing career best footy. He was the Clive Churchill medalist, Dally M medal this year. All of a sudden, the Canberra Raiders, they're not so reliant on Josh Hodgson, so it'll be interesting to see how he handles this. And I mean, I think it's very unlikely they would ever let Josh Hodgson go, but I mean, if push comes to shove and they can pace Tom Starling half of what they're paying Josh Hodgson, geez, all of a sudden, I think they've got something to weigh up there, the Canberra Raiders. Now, personally, I don't see that happening, but Tom Starling's form, it definitely pushes Josh Hodgson to go to a new level, and I think he will. Of course, we did speak about there the game. It has potentially moved away from Josh Hodgson. He's going to have to revolutionise the way that he plays. And there's no harder time as a hooker where your game hasn't been like that of Tom Starling or a Damien Cook or one of these guys to come into the game after an ACL and try and reinvent yourself like that. I think you're going to see Josh Hodgson. I don't think he's going to turn into a fully, you know, running nine. I simply don't think his body's going to be able to do it. But we've seen at times when Josh Hodgson plays his best footy, he's Cameron Smith-like. He just controls the ruck perfectly. He's such a tough, smart footballer. You know, you heard in the intro there, obviously that try that he scored in that game just came from nothing. He's just a smart footballer. He can sense when opportunities are on. And I think it's going to be really interesting to watch how the Canberra Raiders use Josh Hodgson this year. I mean, I can't see them keeping Tom Starling out of this team. So I'm not sure how it's going to work. Will you potentially see Josh Hodgson only play 60 minutes, 50 minutes? Will you maybe see him play 80 where he plays 30 minutes at 13? We've seen a lot of teams do that. And personally for me, when I look at the Canberra Raiders lineup, I mean, they've got so many forwards to fit in that team. I'm not sure if they're going to sacrifice the 13 jersey to give it to Josh Hodgson. I'm not sure if he doesn't spend time on the bench there. We've seen in previous years, he sort of plays sort of a second halfback sort of role. With George Williams in the building now, they don't need Josh Hodgson to do that. For me, this is a really, really interesting storyline because the Canberra Raiders, I mean, there's probably 12 other teams in the NRL that if they were to get Tom Starling, that would be an upgrade. So teams are going to be after Tom Starling. The Raiders, they obviously don't want to let him go, but they have got one of the premier hookers in the game in Josh Hodgson. They're two very different hookers. I can't wait to see how Ricky Stewart makes this work because they don't want Tom Starling to leave, no doubt about it. He's going to be the next hooker in Canberra. I don't know how old Josh Hodgson is, but I would tip he's probably getting close to 30. He's just had an ACL. We don't know what the next few years are going to look like for Josh Hodgson. So Canberra, they won't be happy to let Tom Starling go, realistically. They'll want to keep him. This puts a lot of pressure on Josh Hodgson to play really good footy for him to hold down that 9 jersey. And if history's shown us anything, when champion players have a challenge in front of them, they rise to a new level. I think you're going to see some fantastic footy out of Josh Hodgson. If you could guarantee me he was going to be an 80-minute hooker, I would say grab him in your draft teams for this season. But it worries me with Tom Starling in the building that he may play less minutes than what he has previously, which will bring his Supercoach score down. Josh Hodgson playing behind this forward pack, he's a different sort of footballer to Tom Starling, but he's smart. And when his team gets on the front foot, which the Canberra Raiders will be this year, it's one of the best forward packs in the NRL. They could have two injuries and still be one of the best forward packs in the NRL. It's really exciting times for Josh Hodgson. There's a big challenge in front of him. I can't wait to see what he does with it. Stay tuned for my verdict on which storyline is more intriguing to me. Two cracking storylines here heading into 2021. And for me, the one that excites me the most is Victor Radley returning. I think the Roosters really missed him. And you all know how much I love a ball playing lock. So for me, Victor Radley is really exciting. The most intriguing, though, for me is Josh Hodgson. I think it's going to be one of the most interesting storylines in 2021 to watch. As I said, he's going to have Tom Starling breathing down his neck. The team knows how successful they were with Starling last year. So Josh Hodgson, he's got a bit to prove. I mean, almost for the first time in his career. I mean, when he came over from Canberra, yes, he had stuff to prove. He showed the sort of footballer he was. And then all of a sudden, Canberra was built around Josh Hodgson. That's not so much the case now. They've lost a grand final. They've come back the year after. Josh Hodgson's been injured. Tom Starling has stepped up and done a fantastic job. They ended up falling one game short of a grand final. So here they are missing the player that for, you know, the last 3 or 4 years, we've said the Raiders are built around and they only dropped one spot. Yeah, they came up against a red-hot Melbourne Storm. Now, for me, this is really interesting. I can't wait to watch how Josh Hodgson responds. He's a guy that I think is going to be a really hot ticket in 2021. I'm not sure how his minutes will look, as I said, for Supercoach and whatnot, but I'm tipping Josh Hodgson has a really big season. Champions of our game, when they get tested, when they have obstacles put in front of them, they find a way to overcome it. And I'm tipping Josh Hodgson, he'll find a way to overcome the challenge that's been put in front of him by Tom Starling. But in saying that, Tom Starling is too good to have in reserve grade. It's going to be very interesting. I wish I could give you more insight on this, but this is one storyline I cannot wait to see how it unfolds because, to be honest with you, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.